this morning about a nationwide television program being put on tomorrow in Britain on Vietnam. They have a half an hour from 7 to 7:30 their time set aside for an American statement. Bruce, is, and I think quite rightly, is very reluctant to do it himself because when an ambassador is drawn into a local debate that has a high domestic internal political content, it really raises...
Wait a minute.
Go on, make a statement and come on in. I'll be through to that.
Go ahead. That's Speaker McCormick. He had to leave.
Yes. So, David, Bruce very strongly urged George to come over and do that. It'll be at the, it's not an ordinary teach-in kind of format, but a series of statements. Michael Stewart, the Foreign Secretary, has pressed David very hard. He says that if we don't have some pretty high person there to speak, that the American position will go by default in this discussion. And Stewart is pressing very hard indeed. The question is whether George Ball should run over there and give that speech to help our position, but also to fill in what might otherwise be a vacuum in terms of this nationwide television discussion.
But you think about 10, 15 minutes to call you back. I think George could do it well. I don't know how much I've been very much against this in general, the government getting out here around debating these things, but let me think about calling you right back since I get through these folks.
By the way, the Foreign Secretary, Michael Stewart, is himself speaking on the same program.
Yeah,
right. Well, that gives it a good appearance. I'll call you back in 10 or 15 minutes as soon as I get rid of these leaders.
Thank you.
Bye.